Hi everyone, it's Kathleen Davis here, local Norfolk poet. I'm here to share a little prompt and some inspiration for NaPoWriMo. So this poem is called Eliane. It was written for Eliane Andam, the teenager who was unfortunately stabbed to death after rejecting a young man. I believe that this was a really, really important issue. It resonated massively with me. And it was important within that historical period to write about it. So my prompt for you is to dig deep, think emotionally, and try your best to write a poem for the dead. So this one is Eliane. I'm so sorry, honey. Did my flinching hurt your feelings? It must have been so hard for you when you made me uncomfortable, because you're one of the good ones, right? Not giving up without a fight, romantic to those aching bones, despite your flaws, like, sensitive. I know. And deserving of love. Not their love, no, just mine, and just the type of love that paints my insides all your favourite colours. You deserve it, yeah, you suffered. And you could make me so happy if I'd just fucking let you, if I wasn't such a cunt about it. I'm so sorry, I'm confused. Was I too harsh or too unclear? Yeah, no, I know my words were not the ones you want to hear. Now would you please just put that knife down, dear? When I was small, I should say smaller, songs told me about love. When two hearts together flutter, kisses melting, legs like butter, joining souls in one sweet motion, bodies rocking like an ocean wave. Yeah, that won't happen now for me. I should have seen myself for what I was, just your desired commodity. And it's a shame. I'll miss it. See, girls get lonely too, we just don't stab people about it. Girls get lonely too, we just don't get so mad about it. Girls get lonely too, but we survive it when you let us. So kiss my feet, then call me bitch. I never had a fucking death wish. Thank you for listening. I hope that was helpful for you. I can't wait to hear everyone else's poems. Thank you.